Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Correspondent Simon Marks about the... Well, the impeachment of Donald Trump, former president, and some of the remarkable footage that is being shown to senators during that trial.
Yeah, absolutely stunning, Tom. This will be day three. The House of Representatives impeachment managers, the Democrats who are prosecuting the case, will be back at it today after yesterday making good on their pledge to put new evidence about the insurrection, the deadly attack on the Congressional building back on January the 6th that was launched by President Donald Trump's supporters. They've put new evidence concerning it into the public domain yesterday. A whole array of surveillance camera footage, police radio traffic from the day that appears to indicate that Donald Trump may have actually incited his mob of conspiracy theory believing supporters, not just to attack the Capitol building, but very specifically to seek out the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, the two people who are next in line to Donald Trump at the time as President of the United States, in a bid to execute them. Take a listen to Delegate Stacey Plaskett of the U.S. Virgin Islands. She's one of the Democrats prosecuting the case, narrating the images that we see of Mike Pence being hurried to safety by members of the Secret Service after members of Donald Trump's mob came within 100 feet of an office in which he and his family were sheltering.
You can see Vice President Pence and his family quickly moved down the stairs. The vice president turns around briefly as he's headed down. As Pence was being evacuated, rioters started to spread throughout the Capitol. And the mob was looking for Vice President Pence because of his patriotism, because the vice president had refused to do what the president demanded and overturn the election results. Trump's supporters had erected a gallows on the lawn in front of the Capitol building. Another group of rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence," and you can hear the mob calling for the death of the Vice President of the United States.
So the Democrats, through the very careful use of video images, police radio communications, and Donald Trump's tweets, are making the case that the president was essentially complicit in a plot to murder his vice president. We learned yesterday that Donald Trump knew from a telephone conversation that he had with an Alabama senator, Tommy Tuberville, that Mike Pence was in danger. "Mr. President, they just took the vice president out," Senator Tuberville said to him. "I've got to go." 2 minutes after that phone call, Donald Trump tweeted, "Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution." 2 minutes after learning that his own vice president was fleeing for his life. We also see images of Senator Mitt Romney of Utah running for his life. Senator Charles Schumer, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, also running to escape the mob. And yet, on television last night, one of Donald Trump's core supporters, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, insisted that the Democrat case is falling flat.
"The not guilty vote is growing after today. I think most Republicans found the presentation by the House managers offensive and absurd. We all know what happened in the Capitol was terrible. I hope everybody involved that broke into the Capitol goes to jail. But I don't remember any of these House managers saying a damn thing when they were trying to break into my house and going after Susan Collins and spitting on all of us."
A laughable attempt on Fox News by Senator Graham last night to equate some protests that took place on Capitol Hill when Brett Kavanaugh was going through his confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court with an attempt by Donald Trump's supporters to launch an attempted coup here. But he's right. Donald Trump is still going to be acquitted at this trial because he holds the Republican Party completely in the palm of his hands. He's the major power broker even today in the Republican Party, and they're not going to turn against him.
Incredible. As you pointed out, Simon, some of the testimony is absolutely astonishing. And I guess when will we hear Donald Trump's lawyers?
I think possibly it will start tomorrow. We've got to get through the rest of the Democrats' presentation today. Then there's 4 hours of questions from senators. And I presume that entire 4 hours will be used up, although it's not necessary, not necessarily the case. And then we get to the defense from a Trump legal team that certainly in its first outing earlier in the week was just woefully unprepared. Let's see how they push back against this evidence.
Always a pleasure. Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent with the latest.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.